This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
From Honduras to the Ukraine to Romania, we're going everywhere today on this quick segment. I'm Stu Epperson, Truth Talk. It's loud because there's a bunch of men praying together. God's working. We had a huge time in the Word this morning at Wednesday in the Word. We're at Dario, an awesome restaurant in North Carolina. They let us do Bible studies on Wednesdays. It's called Wednesday in the Word. A man got up and with tears in his eyes shared his passion for the Ukraine, for Romania. His name's Rick Reynolds. He's been a longtime friend and mentor of mine. Brother Rick, real quick, share where you're about to go, and as much as you can share, brother, and just awaken us up like you did our guys in here about what is happening on the other side of the world, how we need to start, Christians need to be more involved and get active.
Our ministry center is about 2 hours south of the Ukraine border, and we're dealing with refugees on a daily basis. And God has opened up tremendous opportunities for us, and can't get into all the details, but we're picking up Ukrainian orphans daily from the border and refugees as well. And we're in the process of building temporary housing, could be permanent housing, for refugees in our ministry center in Groș, Romania. And God is just doing great things. If you want more information, you can go to Facebook and type in Team Ad Gloriam Dei, and that's A-D-G-L-O-R-I-A-M Dei, D-E-I, Romania. And there's more information there, but God is doing great things. I posted something on our site that says, do not treat these people from Ukraine like they're running from evil. Treat them like they're running into the arms of Christ through you. Sorry for breaking down, but my heart is so moved by the devastation that these poor folks are going through and the compound pain that they have on a daily basis.
We're going to come back to you in a second. Just, I'd love to hear his heart. Priest, he got up and shared in a room here of 50, 60, 70 men, and there were some wet eyes after he shared what he shared. You have a passion for missions, and you have two men of God here along with Rick that have a heart. It's the same gospel. It's just different languages, right?
You know, the beauty of this moment is that God is so alive in a world that's divided and that is warring. And even in our own country, folks are vehemently divided over the gospel. And yet it is the same gospel today that will draw people to Christ. And we just pray for the testimonies this morning, Lord, because these three men that we're talking with right now, their heart is so passionate for Christ that they've put everything on the line so that others can know the love of Jesus.
Amen. We heard from Rick. We're going to come back to him. He's got a story that'll blow. I'm going to have him tell that story he told our guys. It'll blow everyone away here on Truth Talk. I'm Stu Evers. But introduce us to Brother Moore and this other dear brother and what they're doing in Honduras. And I want them to share a little bit about their mission.
So Brother Dave actually was an accidental meeting for me. There was a medical emergency and crisis in Honduras with hurricanes and massive flooding and mudslides. And his wife was experiencing some health care issues and his son was. And they had some trouble getting out. And through another ministry we're active with, E-Missionaire, we had the privilege of participating in their evacuation and then going help to minister and meet their needs. But we met them in an apartment at Christmas time, and they blessed us with their humility and their level of service.
And Dave, I know you're going back to being at Piedmont, you know, now Carolina with my mom as your speech teacher, and you were helping us around the house. An amazing guy, could fix anything. Yeah. God bless you, man. Tell us what God's doing over there.
Yeah, God's doing a lot of great things. Missionaries are working hard in Honduras, church planting and training pastors on how to use the Word of God in counseling. And we're doing marriage counseling and just a lot of great things. But I want to ask you guys to pray for Honduras, to pray for the people. We've all been through the pandemic and then the hurricanes and the flooding and now possibly a small famine coming up. So they're going through a lot. And I just want to share one verse, Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So the people of Honduras are going through a lot, but they're hanging on to the Lord. So pray to Honduras, pray for Honduras, and come down on a mission trip if you want. It is SCORE International, SCORENTL.org.
And on the way over here, what a powerful verse. I love that. On the way over here, these two men of God met. Priest, who's this fellow right here? Another man of God who's serving Christ and on his way there.
So this is Armando Perez, and Armando became my friend because he's actually the man we named Mondo's mission afterwards, and I had the privilege to meet him and go on the mission field with him in Honduras for a fivefold mission. We had clothing, we had food, we had construction, we had vacation Bible school, but most of all, we shared the gospel in the streets and everywhere. And Mondo here is in business and takes the profits from that business and goes back and shares the gospel with his villagers and people he grew up with in Honduras.
Praise the Lord. Mondo, would you just give a greeting to our listeners and tell how we can pray for you and your mission in there, what God's doing?
All right, God is doing what he's doing, you know, save people, you know, help people, feed the hungry, and, you know, help the helpless, you know. And through Mondo's mission, you know, we be going and giving some clothes, some shoes. But more important, we bring some Bible. We're giving the Word of God, you know. We showing the way to salvation, you know, and all thanks to American people, you know. This is a nation under God, you know. And that's what, you know, this is the foundation of Mondo's mission here, you know, and we thank everybody. We're getting ready to go, you know, myself, May 16th, and a group of missionaries, group of 31, you know, we're going in June 11th to June 18th. Please pray for us, you know, and you pray, you know, it means a lot to us. You know.
Maybe you want to go with them, mondosmission.org. Thank you. This is a wonderful little newsletter, your little ministry based out of Thomasville. Priest, I mean, it's amazing to see, you know, We knock our country a lot for being, you know, so secular, and I know there's all kinds of evil in America, abortion, all that. But, you know, it's still a country that's sending missionaries. And this guy right here is industrious, and he's working with his hands, doing some pretty sophisticated engineering and mechanics. And from that, he's able to go over and love and bring people to Jesus in Honduras. I mean, talk about how critical this is, and our listeners need to know.
You know, for Dave and for Mondo both, these are skilled craftsmen. Dave is gifted with mechanics, with aircrafts, and with building. Dave will go out and find the materials and help build and foster and pastor a church. And Mondo will take his gifts that he's using here that he learned as a young boy, came to the States, and has made good. And now God has taken his heart and said, you have got to go back and share the gospel with those that raised you. The beauty of this coming together is that this gospel is so real right now that I have the privilege to sit with these mighty men of God. And for a year, we've been trying to figure out how we're going to get these guys together. And sure enough, Brother Stu brings us together on Wednesday in the Word. And they just both said to me, we need to be fed. And now they can watch this on Facebook Live. They can see Wednesday in the Word no matter where they are in the world.
Yeah, amen. David, God bless you. Thanks for your ministry, man. And your final word to everyone out there.
No, yeah, just seek the Lord with all your heart. We can have all the riches in the world, but only God is what matters.
Amen. Well, we had a lot of guys in here reading the Bible and praying and worshiping God, you know, this morning at Wednesday in the Word. And awesome to have Mondo here. And Mondo, we had him, and we gave some first-timers gifts. Rick Reynolds, you got to take us home. You hear these guys, it's just amazing what God's doing. Different ethnicities, different cultures, different languages, different societal barriers, different governments. You have communism, you have capitalism, you have democracies, you have, you know, pretty dangerous regimes. But the gospel is the power of God to salvation. It never changes, right, brother?
Absolutely, it never changes. And you wanted me to share the story that I shared with the men this morning. And about 3 weeks ago, we picked up 17 Ukraine orphans between the ages of 9 and 14. And they had to wait 30 hours out in the weather without the proper clothing, and it was pretty devastating. We got them in the van and started taking them back to the shelter near Oradia. On the way, they were crying so hard, we didn't know if it was tears of joy or tears of pain, and we stopped to get them something warm to drink and eat, and when they went to take the food and drink from us, we saw that their hands had frostbite. I'm sorry, I'm just an emotional guy. And nine of them had to have some fingers amputated due to frostbite. And the devastation of that, I mean, you're already an orphan. Then your country is in siege from a godless dictator from Russia. And so you have to go to another country. You're stuck at the border for 30 hours and end up having frostbite. I can't imagine what these kids are thinking and going through. But yet the gospel is shared every day to everyone. And we are excited. And again, I'll try to say without crying this time, do not look at these people from Ukraine as if they are running from evil, but look at them like they're running into the arms of Christ through you. And that's our goal and objective in what we do.
And how am I standing with open arms inviting people to Jesus? Wherever I am, you're listening, you're like, I can't go to Honduras. I can't go with Mando on his Mando's mission. I can't go with Rick and get a bus and save these orphans from being bombed and shellacked and bring them to care. I can't go with David and go into the rainforest and preach the gospel and take care of the medical needs. But you know what? You can pray for these people right now. And there's a lot we can do, right, Brother Rick?
Absolutely. And prayer is the oil that greases the wheels of the gospel. So prayer, prayer, prayer. Amen. You know, like Paul said to those who are giving to him, I believe it's in the book of Philippians, he said, you know, your gift is great, and I'm paraphrasing, your gift is great and I appreciate it, but more than that, pray and understand that what you do and what you give towards the ministry that I'm doing will be to your reward in glory.
Well, I'm going to have the guy that got us going to say a quick prayer. His name, we call him Priest. His name is John Priest. He's not a priest, but he serves the great high priest. Amen. And John, pray for us as we get out of here, will you, brother, real quick?
Father, it is truly a gift to be in your presence this morning. We thank you for Brother Stu with his passion for the word. We thank you, Father God, for the gift of the cross. Every other holiday would be meaningless if not for the death and resurrection of the cross, Lord Jesus, that we celebrate this coming Easter Sunday. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for each and every one of us has the gospel in our hearts, and now may we be faithful to stand up and share it and speak it, and most of all, Lord, to show it with a dying and a hurting world. Lord, please bless our brother Jeff Speaks and Dario's Restaurants for the many ways that this is made real. Thank you for Brother Stu for the Truth Network and for the opportunities. Thank you for Brother Rick, for Mondo, and for Dave, Lord, for the gospel going out into all the world, for it is the Great Commission. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is the Truth Network.